Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This is indeed, my fellow Americans, the broadcast for February 29th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is indeed hour two at two, and I pray you had a delightful weekend, that it was full of God, family, and country. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, our goal is incredibly simple. We believe in the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. That's our guide. The checks and balances put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant, and we do want to promote God, family, and country and restore life, liberty, and property in America again. By the way, Kurt, it is leap year, what, day? Is that what they call it?
That's right.
All right. Now, what do you know about leap year, Kurt? Do you know a lot about it?
Well, I know this. As far as I understand, it happens every 4 years. And, it's certainly a big opportunity to celebrate. I mean, Google has got its own little thing where it's got the little rabbit that's got a 28 on it and a little rabbit that's got a 1. And, you know, when you click on the little deal, it has a 29, a little rabbit 29 that jumps in and goes in the middle. So that's pretty much all you need to know.
No, Kurt, you have a lot you need to know. Number one, it happens every 4 years because we got a problem with the calendar and we've got a day that we got to deal with every 4 years to try to make it more accurate. And they say it's 365 and a quarter days, and so that's why the extra day every 4 years, you got to add a day back to, you know, so you don't get gypped from your reality. But it gets worse because it's really not 6 hours, Kurt. It's only 5 hours and some odd minutes, and therefore every 8,000 years, you got to deal with another day. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This is serious.
Well, I got to make a note.
Let me make another point that you got to understand. If you have the same salary this year than you had last year with your boss, Kurt, you're working today for free, my friend.
Great point.
Got it? Because what, there's 366 days in this year?
Good.
See, that means you work an extra day just for free for your boss because he loves you. All right. Now, it's a very special day for the ladies, Kurt.
It is.
Heck yeah.
Well, why is that?
Well, first off, they've been abused in our society for literally thousands
of years. But I mean, yeah.
Well, you'll understand in a minute. Just hang with me now. For thousands of years, they've been abused. They've been relegated to the backseat of the bus, if you will. Yep. And men have the duty to call upon women for dating and eventual the marriage vow. A man says to a woman, will you be my wife? Mm-hmm. And some say, what are you doing for the rest of your life? And et cetera, right? It all depends on how clever you are with the language at hand, your poetic abilities, and, you know, it goes on and on, right?
Yes. You know all about that.
I wish. Now, that's primarily the deal for the man. The woman just has to kind of sit back and, well, I mean, she's belligerent. She's not ladylike if she does the asking of dates and or marriage or, you know, if she appears too forward, Kurt, that could be serious, too. And in the previous days of our history, I mean, a woman really shouldn't even talk to a man unless he was properly introduced and, you know, appropriately asked if he could call on her, then, you know, they might be able to. I'm not saying that they couldn't say, when he opens the door and holds it open and says hello, and she says hello and then says thank you for the door being open. I'm not talking about that interaction. I'm talking about interactions of a friendly nature.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, I don't want you to get this impression that women and men couldn't even talk. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if it started to turn friendly, or interest, if you will, then it would need a proper introduction and appropriate. Well, we've come a long way, baby, from that to not being able to say pregnant on TV right on through to I don't even want to go there. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is like the very unique opportunity. And they say it goes back to St. Patrick's Day and everything else, Kurt, where this might have started. They don't really know, but that's the alleged. And that is this. Have you ever heard of a Sadie Hawkins dance, Kurt?
Yes, I have.
In one of those dances, what happens?
The way I understand it, the woman does make the choice, and then supposed to bring her you know, choice to a dance, right?
Yeah. So the girl will be able to ask the guy. She wouldn't be considered too forward. After all, she's been given the societal acceptance to behave this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say that leap year is the day, or the leap year day. In other words, the 29th of February, 2016, today would be Monday. This day is a day designated where women can pop the question, Kurt.
Huh. Very good.
And say, will you marry me? Now, the guy, he can accept or reject the marriage proposal. Well, yeah,
they
but there's
should have
repercussions.
A law against that.
No, yeah, Kurt, that's right. There's no law. There's just serious repercussions, okay? This is not
no a law. I'm surprised.
No, they're working on that. That's coming. Hillary's going to put that in place. Give her a chance.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And don't give her any
equal
ideas.
Rights, you know. I mean,
well, way more than equal. Now, the woman can ask the man to marry. He can accept or reject her offer. But if he rejects, there's penalties she can extract. Is that the best safe way to describe it?
All right.
Yeah? She can ask for a kiss.
She can ask for a kiss?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Does she have to be rewarded? The kiss?
No.
No. Without legal penalty?
But he can go down in history as an absolute jerk.
Oh, I got you.
See what I mean? And they, you know. Mm-hmm. So the question, Kurt, is do you accept this kind of a, I don't know what you'd say, one day equality of the sexes, this one day opportunity? Because, see, no one's denying a man the opportunity to still ask somebody to marry him on this day either. See?
Right. I mean, you'd think that all the women would be up in arms, especially the NOW crowd, the National Organization for Women. You know, they should be ticked off thinking that they only get this day for that. I mean, you know, they want every day for everything, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a dilemma. Now, Kurt, let me just kind of explain this to you, though. Some guys try to get married on this day so that they don't have an anniversary to deal with except for every 4 years. They're like, hey, man, if I get married on that day and I only got to remember it, everybody will be bringing it up and talking about it, and so I'll know it's my anniversary. And that way when I'm married for, like, you know, 20 years or something like that, I can just basically tell everybody I've only been married for 5 years.
There you go.
Leap years, that is, right?
And you only forget it once every 4 years.
Yeah, but since everybody talks about it, Kurt, you probably won't forget it because you'll get reminded.
Good point. Yeah.
So everybody's like, oh, man, you know, it's the 29th, right? You know, we got an extra day to work for free, right? Everybody's kind of running around like that. You know, it's the time women can, like, bust out of their societally controlled box, right? And you see what I mean?
Glass ceiling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you shatter that glass ceiling for a day. So, Kurt, do you know any women that are going to just ask, pop the question today? I mean, you know.
You know, I know this is a real surprise to any of you listeners, but I have not made a poll and checked that out. I can't give you a long
list. You got a bunch of daughters or any of those going to just bust out? And
no, I mean, all that are basically of marriageable age have already, accepted an invitation for marriage and are, and busily engaged in that process.
All right. So my headline for this says, is this pop the question Monday? Just kind of wondering, you know. I mean, it's a day to just bust loose, to, like, be free. I mean, where's the feminists on all this, Kurt?
You know, you'd think they'd be pretty up in arms. I mean, you know, maybe that's not a good phrase. But they'd be involved in saying that it's not fair, you know, and all that kind of stuff, because that's typically the thing they love to do, you know what I mean? Get saying it's not fair or whatever happens to them.
Well, you would think they'd be totally taking advantage of this day.
Yes.
Now, leap year proposals, ladies pop the question. Irish Times has an article on it.
Yeah.
I'm down on one knee looking up at my boyfriend of 5 years, she says. Yeah, women defy conventions, Kurt, and pop the questions.
She's down on one knee.
Yeah. Now, you got to kind of understand it's all the Twitter, too, Kurt, just so you know.
It is, yeah.
Heck
another
yeah.
reason I'm out on Twitter.
People
I guess.
Are Twitter pated. Yeah. Well, ladies, you can't ask Kurt to get married. He's already been married for like 35 years or something.
Yeah, we got married in 81, so that would be 35 this year when we have our anniversary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Good point. Yeah, there you go.
Now, I want to talk about this a little bit more because this is some serious stuff.
Yeah.
What they ought
Very
to do.
Serious.
Speaking
Very
of
serious.
A law, Kurt, you don't need to force the men to accept. That would be wrong.
Well,
what you
I mean,
could
it's
do
how
is you could expand it to all 365 and a quarter days where the women can ask. Okay. They're working on it. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt. This is indeed Leap Year Live, Liberty Roundtable.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
We're talking about leap year. It's okay for women to pop the marriage question. Believe it or not, some jewelers did some research on this, Kurt. And they say men, for the most part, are more for women being able to pop the question on this special day than against.
Men are like pro, what, freedom?
Yeah, in a survey by vintage jewelry specialists. 66% of men and 61% of women said it's cool. Yes, you should ignore tradition and propose. But before you get down on one knee, let me just tell you some bizarre facts you got to be aware of. All right. Now, first of all, I told you that if a woman asks a man to marry her and he decides not to, he can give her or she can expect a kiss. Or, Kurt, you know what else?
Is this okay for the radio?
Yeah, of course. A silk dress.
Okay.
You might get her a silk dress. She could say, I want a silk dress then.
A silk dress?
Silk. S-I-L-K. Silk dress.
Okay, sorry.
Or 12 pairs of gloves.
Is this like on the first day of Christmas?
No, Kurt. You know, this is not even Valentine's Day, buddy. It's leap year. Come on.
All right.
But the 12 pairs of gloves are so that she can hide the fact that she does not have a ring.
12 pairs of gloves.
I thought it was five golden rings.
Sorry. Yeah, that's
right. All right, but really, it's to hide the fact that she, you know, got turned down. Now, this is important.
Oh, boy. That
women are supposed to wear breeches.
Breeches.
Or a scarlet petticoat, to pop the question.
A scarlet petticoat. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what breeches are, Kurt. I mean, they're just like pants, right?
Well, yeah, but they're...
I mean, women are running around in pants everywhere these days, Kurt. That's nothing, you know.
Yes, I hear that.
Now, if you happen to be on a romantic trip in Denmark in February, I want you to understand they celebrate leap year on the 24th, so you darn missed it if you're over there.
And why is that?
Well, I don't know.
They just want to be ahead of everything?
Yeah. Now, in Finland, though, the fine is either fabric or a skirt, Kurt.
Well, I'll make a note of that.
Now, getting married on leap year is considered bad luck in Greece. So, one in five engaged couples try to avoid that day.
Well, there you go.
Now, what do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, you know, I mean, it's just kind of a smattering of issues there, you know. Some say avoid it because of the... dangerousness of it, I guess, or the bad luck. Some say, yeah, get her done at all cost, anytime, any day. I don't really know. I mean, it does seem like a very pressing issue. I mean, we've got things like, you know, fixing
Kurt,
the, you know.
You're about to ruin this whole thing.
I know.
Kurt wants to just go right back to hardcore politics. Now, Kurt, are you okay with it? 66% of men, 61% of women say that it's okay to let women pop the question today on leap year.
And
are you
and
okay?
Those...
Are you in that or are you off this?
I'm fine with that.
What?
You know,
you're
well,
okay
I believe that, you know, if somebody wants to pop the question, that's really good. I suggest that they pop it, you know, men with women and women with men. That's my recommendations, and I'm sticking to it.
So as long as it's male, female, then you're okay with it. It doesn't matter who pops the question. You're just
saying.
Hey, male
and
shouldn't
I'm
be popping the question.
I'm pro-marriage, you know, and that kind of thing. And anyway. Old-fashioned. Huh. Just call me old-fashioned.
Well, old-fashioned would say that women should never do the asking. They're not in control of the relationship, Kurt. Come on.
That is true. Good point. But, you know, I guess you could say desperate times, you know.
I'm just saying maybe Kurt isn't as much of a chauvinist as we thought, people.
True.
Now, it's kind of weird. Is this pop the question Monday? Five bizarre facts you need to know if you're going to propose this leap year. Now, I wonder really who would take advantage of this, Kurt. I guess women that think their man just might be too wimpy to propose.
I think there's a lot of those kind of guys out
there.
Think so? It's too bad to say. But, well, you know, the thing is that governments become the daddy for so many families, if you will, providing all the goodies, you know, and so it's made men, you know, I think kind of weaker. I was going to use another phrase, maybe like, like that lost part of their anatomy or whatever. But, you know, the thing that, well, I didn't say what part. It could be like ears.
Yeah, your elbow, sure.
You know,
you and old Donald. What do you think Donald would think? Is he cool with this? Because there's a lot of chicks out there, Kurt, that, well, they've decided that Donald, he's rich and powerful and famous, and, man, there's women throwing themselves at the Donald, and do you think women will be asking him everywhere to, would he
well,
be
I
their
think
bride?
That,
or, no, I guess their husband
I think
still.
That women are, you know, in many ways excited about this whole movement that, like Jefferson Sessions calls it, because they think, well, maybe my husband could get a job, you know.
Whoa.
And maybe, you know, which could mean that he'd be more of a, you know, man instead of me having to wait for a government check, you know. Maybe, you know, we could kind of be doing the family thing the old-fashioned way, you know.
Yeah. Now, Donald Trump is promising a huge surprise.
Huge.
And they say Drudge has the scoop.
When is that? When is that going to happen?
Well, I don't know, Kurt.
The huge.
Kind of above my pay grade to know these things.
Well, now they're saying that Hillary might even lose New York to Trump, you know. I pretty much predict I go along with what our buddy, you know, from the political cesspool, Sir James Edwards, says, and that is that, you know, Trump is just going to
steamroll.
Yeah, and I'm talking about even in the general election. And, you know, the thing is that so many of the people, I'm talking about the political insiders, they don't see the real reason, or at least they don't admit that they see it. But the real reason is evident to most Americans, and that is it's the economy. And it's about jobs, you know, and that's all connected.
All right, you know who Jake Tapper is, Kurt?
I think I've heard of him. You know, he's a famous tap dancer, pretty much, isn't he?
Well, Jake Tapper on CNN.
Oh, that's who he is, yeah.
Is kind of having a problem with the Donald because Jake Tapper tried to get Donald Trump to completely disavow the Ku Klux Klan. Now, this is kind of a weird deal, but as you know, I guess some protesters and the Ku Klux Klan got in the tiff and some people got hurt and everything, right? You familiar with this?
Not a lot. I've just seen some headlines where they're trying to stick him together. I mean, see, you want to put him together with the mafia. You want to put him together with the KKK.
Yeah.
You know, so you can somehow, you know, take him down. I just don't see it happening.
So Tapper asked the question, will you unequivocally condemn, right?
Yeah.
Unequivocally condemn David Duke.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know much about David Duke, Kurt?
Well, I know, as far as I know, he's an American. And,
yes, sir.
You know, he has probably said some things that some people disagree with. Maybe that's even true about me.
He's even said some things I disagree with, Kurt.
And you don't want him, like, drawn and quartered?
No, that's the problem with this idea that Jake Tapper's perpetuating. This idea that we must disavow somebody because there's something that we disagree with that they say, believe, think, etc. If that's the case, I got to jettison all of the bureaucrats in Washington, every single one of them, Kurt.
Yep, good point.
Okay, what I try to do is reject the bad in somebody and embrace the good in somebody.
This reminds you of that story with Ron Paul getting support.
All right, we'll talk about that because that's exactly where we're going. Hold on, Kurt will tell you the details and we'll chat about it. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt, you're on target. You'll catch flat too, won't you?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So the big surprise is supposed to be Jeff Sessions is going to be in Alabama. I think it's tonight, Kurt. And basically talking about the endorsement. And Chris Christie was in Texas and also in Memphis. So now the Trump pulling out serious endorsement star power to travel with him and endorse him. And I don't know if this relates to special cabinet positions that Trump is offering. We don't know what kind of deal it is, but people are saying it's a marriage made in heaven for Chris Christie and Donald Trump. They both get what they want. Chris Christie gets relevance. And Donald Trump shuts down opponents because it's hard to say, well, Chris Christie and Jeff Sessions, you guys don't have a clue. You don't represent the Republican Party. Now, I could say that because I don't think they do. But nevertheless, from the mainstream point of view, how are you going to say that, oh, Jeff Sessions and Chris Christie, those guys don't count? The problem is they're slipping, Kurt, in their ideas about this whole battle.
It's a great point. When you look up the Jeff Sessions numbers at the JBS, for example, on the conservative index, they call it, he scored in the high 70s. Yeah, he's not certainly, a Ron Paul or a Rand Paul, somebody like that, but he, had some, he's double the score of our illustrious senator from Utah, Senator Hatch, he's in the 30s, so Jeff Sessions certainly got some good numbers there. The GOA gives him an A+. The National Taxpayers Union, scores him very high as well. So this is, a nice endorsement for Trump.
Yes, it is. Now, right before the pause, we are talking about this issue about Ron Paul.
Yeah. Well, they were saying that now that Trump is basically promoting, there's a bunch of prostitutes for Trump. And so then, that would mean that if Trump gets elected, the world will be, basically free to prostitution, I guess, is what they want you to think. And yet it made me think of the stories that we heard back in 2012 when there were some prostitutes that literally raised money to support the Ron Paul campaign. And Ron Paul basically responded and said, I guess they're for freedom. And I'm certainly not going to you know, send their money back to them. They have a right to support my cause just as much as anybody else does. And, you know, buddy, in the examiner.com piece that I read about that, where they call it the misunderstood views on drugs and prostitution, they point out that that's what the media is trying to do, is, you know, stick Mr. Ron Paul with a some kind of a view that if he was elected, we'd be, here's the phrase, if Ron Paul is elected president, we will be overrun by prostitutes and riotous living. So that was their phrase.
Yeah, because that's not happening anywhere in government right now. They don't have that riotous living happening up there.
And yet that's what this new Trump deal with the prostitute deal is trying to do, with the mafia, the whatever. They're trying to say, hey, you know, just don't vote for this guy. But I believe that shows you how, well, they feel that they've lost this battle. According to some, they say Trump is commanding a 33-point lead nationally. And, you know, they say that Clinton is also dominant, but I believe you put those two head-to-head, you're going to see Clinton, if she's lucky, get one state, you know, in my opinion.
So you think that the drudge, I'm sorry, you think Trump will just absolutely slaughter Hillary?
No, I don't think it's, you know, and everybody says when you say that, that you're saying that it's because of Mr. Trump's, you know, all his
Star power
or something like that. It's simply this idea of the economy and this idea that people vote their pocketbook, and people with this whole immigration thing and the jobs going elsewhere are sick and tired of it, and they want somebody that will not do the same old stuff, and that's what they view Donald Trump as.
So the reason we brought up the Ron Paul ideas, because what they try to do is create these nuclear ideas that just make you want to jettison or disavow anybody. So what Ron Paul was supposed to do is say, hey, I stand against these prostitutes. I hate them. I don't want them part of my deal, and I'm going to give their money back, and they need to go away. And what Ron Paul did was he said, look, I don't agree with their prostitution at all. By the way, I've been married for, what, 40-plus years or whatever the number is. I'm solid as a rock on my beliefs. However, these people, even if I disagree with their views on morality, I don't disagree with their desire for liberty and freedom. And so I'm going to let them support my freedom message. And that's what Trump needs to do when it comes to this David Duke and this so-called KKK connection. Look, David Duke can like whoever he wants for president. And what Donald Trump should say is, I'm glad that you're choosing the right, David. And I don't agree with all that you say or do or believe, David, but you know what? We can disagree on some things, and I'm glad you agree with me on how to make America great again. And that should be the end of it. And believe it or not, when Ron Paul did that, they shut up quickly because they knew he wasn't going to back down. He was solid as a rock, and they would lose the debate. The same thing used to happen with Trump, except for Trump.
Minimized him is they didn't give him coverage, though, right?
Well, of course. But Trump, though, has already backed off. At first, he didn't disavow. He said, well, I don't know enough about these people. I better let it go. Then they dug into his past where he knew a little bit more. And now on Twitter, I guess Trump is back down to some degree. Trump's going to lose if he starts doing that, Kurt.
Yeah, it's not a smart thing.
Okay, look, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know David Duke super well. I've talked to him a couple of times on the phone. He's been on a couple of our radio programs with James Edwards and a couple of people. Now you're going to say, Sam, you better disavow Trump or you're a racist, or you better disavow Trump or, you know.
Or Duke, you mean?
I mean Duke, sorry. I'm not going to disavow anybody. Okay? There's a lot of things,
David. It's part of freedom of speech, you mean?
Yeah.
You believe in that? I thought maybe you'd just talk about freedom of speech.
Well, and I think that David Duke has the right to believe and say what he wants.
Wow.
And even though I don't defend what he says sometimes, I will defend his right to believe and say it, Kurt. Just like I hope is done for me.
Imagine
right? Now, there are certain things that David Duke does and says that I like a lot. First off, he's been very well liked in the South. A lot of people like him. He's had some high positions, etc. And there's been a lot of people tied to him.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm going to evaluate the statements and the actions of any person. Kurt, and if I find them to be good, honorable, and self-governing according to the laws of God in our country, then I'm going to support that. And if they don't do those things, if what they say or do, in my opinion, is wrong, then I'll stand against that.
Man,
that's why I'm not really for Donald Trump, because there's a lot of things he says and does that I disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
For example, his hostile, take no prisoners, in your face viewpoints, I don't enjoy it, Kurt. I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
I like the Ben Carson view, personally. The kinder, gentler, mellower, you know, idea. Now, you'd say, well, that's surprising, Sam. You're just the opposite. You're like Trump. You're crazy. I get it. I'm just telling you that I like the softer, gentler idea. And I don't really like confrontation. I'm actually pretty decent at it, but I don't like it. And that's why when a caller comes on the radio or somebody emails me, I'll tell you what I think and why, and I'll defend myself and articulate my position. But I'm not here to battle and hate anybody. We had a caller last week that said, or an email, I guess, that said, Sam, you're clueless. You don't have any idea what you're talking about. And my response is, you can think what you choose. But the fact is, I will give you a chance to have your viewpoint told, too. Just like, even if I don't agree with Trump, I'm letting all kinds of Trump people tell their tale on the radio at my expense. Why? Mm-hmm. Because, again, I believe you're capable of deciding, people. All you got to do is hear it. Be transparent enough to really let you know, and you can decide for yourself. Kurt and I don't even agree on everything. That's okay. That doesn't mean my view is valid and Kurt's is not. It means that both of us have legitimate good reasons for thinking and feeling and believing as we do, and this is America, and we're entitled to that. We are. And so David Duke, I'm not going to disavow him. Now, if he does some things, then I may disavow certain things he does, but I'm not going to jettison him as an American or say that he doesn't have a seat at the table. He does. And so James Edwards calls me and says, hey, do you think it's okay if I have David Duke on the radio? Of course it is.
It's okay? Called freedom of speech.
Of course it is. Now, if David Duke starts promoting something illegal or literally in your face being full of venom against others, then I might say, whoa, hey, stop. You know what? We're not here to do that. But I'm not interested in controlling people's speech. As long as they are decent and appropriate in their delivery, this one guy last week said he doesn't even believe the Holocaust existed, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe it did exist to some degree. I don't believe it exists the way history told us, though. Nevertheless, that debate can go on forever. Now, what if somebody says, I don't believe we went to the moon, Kurt? Now, some people would say, that doesn't even deserve discussion. You're crazy. I would say this is America, though, and anybody can have a belief or a thought that they want to, and we shouldn't act like they have less rights than the rest of us. Going on around here. So I may not be defending the things David Duke says, but I absolutely defend his right to say them or believe them or think them or discuss it. And I'm not going to just disavow all kinds of people and send them to the curb. I mean, man, no one's disavowing Barack Obama, are they?
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, moving to different topics. Trump just seems to dominate every conversation everywhere because it has so many avenues that it reaches into relating to our lives and to what's happening and what might be the turnaround. And it isn't really so much Trump, but it is what might happen with the changes. Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, says he believes that Donald Trump is Hitler-esque. Do you believe that? Anyway, I want to switch gears, though. WorldNet Daily has an article that's talking about Vince Foster. Kurt's saying now it's been documented there was a second gunshot wound to Vince Foster and that we need to uncover this thing. You know what, Kurt? We reported that back in the day, my friend. So this is not new news, but it is surfacing again.
Great point, Sam.
And there's a big detail about Lisa Foster. That's Vince's wife and her viewpoint on what happened and et cetera. So what do you think of that?
Well, at least in my opinion, it's been a long time coming. You know, it's almost like you talk about these GRAMA requests, you know, that stands for government records something. But, I mean, it does make you think of a grandma the way they really take forever to get out the truth. And like in this case, makes you think of how long it took us to ever get the facts from the Kennedy assassination. And, you know, it was like 30 years. Now it's been 23 years since the White House counsel Vince Foster was found dead in Virginia Park. And, they say that there's more there than they told us. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised a bit. What I am surprised, though, is that now that Hillary's running, that the Vince Foster case comes up and more details come out. Looks like Robert Fisk was the first to investigate it. And then what's that other guy's name? Ken Starr and everything else. And, Vince met his wife and then he went to law school and then he started working out for the Rose Law Firm and all that kind of stuff in Arkansas. And, you know, it just kind of escalated from there. There's a lot of conspiracies surrounding this, like there is every strange death that happens. And evidence was removed from his offices and it just gets kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess they refer to photographs that show a wound on the neck of Foster. They say a wound that did not exist, according to accounts in the official government report. Oh, God. They say there's obvious questions. The WorldNet Daily piece says, how could a suicide victim be found with two wounds? Well, I don't know. You want to answer that question, Sam? They say one of them was a .38 caliber gunshot into the mouth that exited through his head, and another wound on the right side of his neck that one of the paramedics described as a small caliber bullet hole. And why would the government investigators go to great lengths to cover it up? They say another question that some will be asking is about Hillary Clinton's embattled presidential run. Can it survive renewed scrutiny into one of the darkest clouds that hovered over her husband's administration, especially, they say, considering her close friendship with Foster and the fact that her aides were seen rifling through files in Foster's White House office just hours after his body was found? Well, there's just nothing there, though, Sam. I mean, nothing, you know, new to be worried about. They say this new evidence has actually been sitting unnoticed or ignored, and that's what I would underline, by the media in the National Archives and Records Administration for years. I guess back in 2009, a couple of documents created by Rodriguez were discovered in the archives by researchers Hugh Turley and Patrick Knowlton. Knowlton was not just an amateur researcher. He was a grand jury witness who happened to be in Fort Marcy Park the day Foster died. And he noticed these discrepancies that were never addressed by the Kinstar report, by the way. Alan Favish, a Los Angeles attorney who took a Freedom of Information Act case all the way to the Supreme Court, seeking access to photographs of Foster's body as it lay in the park, kind of like we'd like to do about Lavoie Finicum, said he started looking back, well, into the case shortly after Foster's death in 93. It was this guy Favish, that's L.A. attorney, who brought the National Archive discoveries by Turley and Knowlton to the attention of WorldNet Daily. He said it all started in the mid-90s, not too long after Foster's death, and I saw on the internet, which was very unsophisticated at the time, some people posting things about the death. That's what he told WorldNet Daily. Hugh Turley was involved very early on, along with Knowlton. But the bottom line is, Sam, imagine there's some shenanigans to do with the Clintons. I mean, you know, this is really the first time we've ever seen anything bad coming to do with the Clintons. I mean, you know, it's always just on the up and up ever since they came around, huh?
But here's the question, Kurt.
Yeah.
WorldNet Daily and others are willing to focus on the truth with this. You and I are willing to talk about it. We have since the beginning. The question is, though, are the mainstream press going to talk about the second bullet wound to Vince Foster?
You know, Sam, I would bet you like $1 billion if I had it somehow Rush Limbaugh in the 3 hours he has, and Sean Hannity in the 3 hours he has, and Glenn Beck in the 3 hours he has, that they'll just won't be able to fit that story in, Sam. It just won't be able to, you know, be in there. If it does, it might be brought in by a caller who, you know, goes off topic, if you will. But other than that, it's not going to get any air. Do you think?
Well, I'm just not sure. I know this. Lisa, his wife, did her own investigation, Kurt. She first thought it was a suicide.
Yes.
But she, feels like things may not be as we were told, Kurt. She had to start seeing a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably at the order of the Clintons, you know. And then she would probably need some medication and maybe even her own special cell. I mean, you know, they've got to protect the, you know, public from someone like her, I'm sure, you know. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, huh? You know, all that smoke, there's no fire around the Clintons, right? You know?
Yeah.
Just a heck of a lot of smoke.
Now, he left the office and said, I'll be back, right before he supposedly killed himself. Kurt, he ate lunch?
Well, you always do that. You have a nice lunch, and you pretty much, you know, those are the things that you can identify a suicide by. You know, somebody wants to eat something nice. And, you know, say they'll be back. I mean, you know, he was just hiding what he was really doing, Sam. Don't you think?
I don't know what I think. I think that the problem is we can't get to the bottom of these scandals. And every day there seems to be another scandal that we don't have answers to. And the problem with that is every time this happens, Kurt, there's less trust in government. right on to the local level to want to have the mayor resign of your local city, right on up to the Vince Foster murder and the JFK murder and the whole bit.
Yeah, I really don't know what to think of our buddy who wrote the book, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. Tupper Saucy, I think it was. Yeah. Or, you know,
yeah. Well, there's two different books.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is our buddy. Anyway, I just find the whole scenario strange.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Will Trump bring it up?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he did, although, you know, because he's shown the ability to bring up things that the media doesn't like. But, you know, I do think he's got a heck of a lot of things that he can bring up, and who knows what he'll say in the future, you know?
Yeah, I hope he brings it up, though.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we can really get kind of the bottom of it.
Yeah, just imagine if you spend all your time getting to the bottom of all the, you know, the bad things that have happened in government. I think you'd have a pretty good amount of time.
Yeah, you'd be at it for a while. All right, I guess a Christian was going to college, Kurt.
Well, yeah. This one in particular is a Christian professor. Now, the thing you need to know, though, is this guy used to be not such a... He's what they call a former atheist. And so everybody really liked him then in college. He received a lot of praise from his colleagues, you know, and et cetera. This is back in 93, and they even promoted him to associate professor in 98, but doggone it. In 2000, his views changed because he adopted Christianity. Subsequently, his advocates said the university, you know, kind of got ticked off with him, and now they've, you know, basically been ordered to pay the legal fees of $700,000 and even his back pay, but they don't really want to because the university says it's not fair to make the taxpayers pay for this.
It's just fair to make them pay a certain amount.
If he
amount.
Was an atheist, it'd be a different story.
And a dollar more would be bad.
Yeah, yeah, right. Good point.
All right.
Anyway,
Liberty Roundtable live in the can. Wait a minute. There's weird stuff about females going on, too. All right, we'll have to leave that till tomorrow. We can't be talking that about when women have the chance to ask men to marry them today. You can't bring this up.
Good point.
I'm going to make
point.
You wait till tomorrow on that one.
Go-along story.
Whoa, I don't dare. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. All right, Liberty Roundtable live. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.